Speaking of the community, let me just say this real quick. Omarosa, I told you I'm going to try to throw it in. I was recently contacted by some of the top gang thugs in Chicago for a sit down. They reached out to me because they associated me with you. They respect you. They believe in what you're doing. And they want to have a sit down about lowering that body count.
Oh, my.
That was Black History Month at the White House today. Donald Trump sat next to Omarosa just to prove that he is ecumenical. And then he was surrounded at a table by Dr. Ben Carson, who we believe is going to be moving on to be HUD secretary very soon here. And a job that he doesn't really want, but he's going to take because he wants to do something. And he's a respected and very impressive man, but he's got to do something. And that was what so Donald Trump decided, you know, instead of like Surgeon General or, you know, some sort of like even Health and Human Services
seems to be a natural selection.
Yeah. Idea. HUD, you know, because he's going to help with the urban. And then they had this guy, this Daryl Scott, our dear friend and the political editor of Chicago, if you really want to know the truth. Mr. Mike Flannery is with us. What do we know about the Reverend Daryl Scott or the Dr. Scott?
He was a Trump endorser, and he spoke for Trump on the fringes of the Republican convention back last summer. And he was one of those invited there today. And everybody who is familiar with this gang situation in Chicago and the crime here is sort of scratching their head today. I shouldn't say everybody. I haven't talked to all of them, but many of them are scratching their heads, wondering who in the world is this Reverend referring to? Reverend Scott, who did you talk to? It's about as mysterious as the super cop that President Trump claims to have talked to last summer. Remember, he said last fall and last summer that he had talked to an unnamed high-ranking Chicago police officer who told him that he could end the killings and the shootings in 1 week.
1 week. Mm-hmm. That's all it would take.
You know what? I think we got to stop. I'm gonna lay down a gauntlet here for all, those of us in the Fourth Estate. The president makes stuff up. He always did.
No.
He always has.
What?
He always will. He just makes stuff up that sounds good. He just does it. And, you know, whereas politicians do things, you know, that whole truthiness thing, remember, that, you know, started during the George W. Bush era. It's truthy, and now it's, you know, and then, you know, and they've had alternate facts and all that. He's just making it up. He's made this, and I would like to go on to say that Donald Trump seemed to be pleased that there are gang thugs in Chicago that support his administration.
Reverend Scott says they believe in what you're doing.
And Trump says good, right? What did Trump just say right after that?
He says good.
But one of the issues there.
But I mean, look, I will say about the super cop, as we've dubbed him. I live on the South Side, and occasionally I tip a tumbler or two with a police officer or two or more.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard them say things like that.
Right.
We could do it in 1 week. I know the solution.
Yeah, if we were unleashed and we could stop. You know, but in their calmer moments, they say, well, no, maybe not.
The point there, though, the other point, important point, is that we've well known, or anybody who's talked to people who deal with the gangs, the cops, and law enforcement in this city, is that the gangs have fractionalized so much that you can't talk to the leaders of the different gangs because it isn't the way it was structured years ago.
The leaders are in jail because the police and the prosecutorial system and even the feds have done a good job of putting them away. So the hobo's trial. Wait, there's more from this today. Let's just play a little bit more of this.
I think it's a great idea because Chicago is totally out of control.
Well, I let them know. I said we got to lower that body count. We don't want to talk about anything else. Get that body count down. And they agreed that the principals, they can do it. These are guys straight from the streets, no politicians, straight street guys. But they're going to commit that if they lower that body count, we'll come in and we'll do some social programs. So they're in agreement.
Well, if they're not going to solve the problem, and what you're doing is the right thing, then we're going to solve the problem for them, because we're going to have to do something about Chicago. Because what's happening in Chicago should not be happening in this country.
Well, I'll say amen to that.
Yeah,
come on in.
And give them credit for
even
mentioning
it. FBI, ATF, come on in. Let's solve the problem.
Again, though, the president, with all due respect to the Office of the Presidency, I believe that the president is giving us some political shorthand there. We're going to solve the problem. We're going to send in the feds. That you need to have a had a discussion of what that actually means, right? So, and they're not saying that.
He's only talked about it in coded language previously. He said we can't. They're being too. He says the mayor is Rahm's being too politically correct. The police in Chicago being too politically correct. There, when his attorney general designate Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions was questioned at his hearings about this, he would not commit to enforcing this decree and pursuing the civil rights investigation.
The DOJ findings to the Chicago Police.
You know, there's and there have been suggestions that he believes that, again, the police have been handcuffed so that it might be, you know, go ahead and, you know, crack some heads being the solution.
Did you hear the mayor, though, today say, go ahead, send in the FBI, send in the DEA, send in the ATF, whatever you need to do. I also recognize that we need more funding for programs like the Becoming a Man mentoring program, and we'd like to see federal funds attached to these law enforcement personnel that are coming to our city. Was that surprising to you to see the mayor concede on that? Go ahead and send in the feds?
No, he said that before. And, you know, and it's common sense. I mean, he has said, because this isn't the first time that the president has said this. He's been saying this, you know, Chicago. Well, look, there's a political component to it. Obviously, it's sure. Barack Obama's hometown, and Rahm is sort of a symbol of a certain sort of Democrat right. nationwide. But set all that aside, there is a legitimate issue here. The Cook County Medical Examiner says there were 812 homicides in Chicago last year. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a gigantic problem.
There is a problem. And you got to, I mean, give the president credit for one thing. He could ignore Chicago. It's not like we, you know, the city
really
voted for him.
Well, but he isn't doing, but
he hasn't done anything yet.
He does a lot of talking and tweeting about Chicago. And so far, he hasn't done anything.
He's been on the job for 10 days. I mean,
I
don't know.
You've done a lot of stuff in 10 days,
Anna.
He's
done a lot, but let's see.
But that was today. Black History Month.
Let's see.
I would, okay. All right. You'll see. Amorosa.
Amorosa's in charge of it.
Handle this, Amorosa.
What we need, but
All right. You know, I mean, here. Okay. I just want to follow up on what Mr. Flannery said. I don't think he's going to do a lot. We'll see. I mean, if Jeff Sessions becomes the attorney general, you have to wait for a lot of these people to get into place. And I think that, you know, right now it's very easy for the administration to just blame. Whether it's obstructionist Democrats, which they can't even obstruct. They obstructed today and nothing happened.
And the
Senate changed the rules and passed the people out of committee with all Republican votes. So Democrats can really, you know, they're really kind of useless at this point. And the president can't, at least in a congressional sense, the president gets to have his own way. The only problem here is that some of this stuff's getting slow walked in part because the systems aren't, you know, there are certain things, paperwork and things like that, that have to be actually entered into the record that have not yet been entered into the record. And that's a problem. Now, back to the political point. Since Barack Obama was elected in 2008, Matt Drudge on the Drudge Report started putting up a Chicagoland subheader. And it was all stuff about in the early days was all about the crime. And there is this notion in conservative media in America that Chicago is the absolute, you know, for people who have not been here and for the 322 million Americans who do not live in the city of Chicago, they look at Chicago as the epitome of the problem of Democratic rule in a big city, of black crime, as Breitbart used to have a section in their website mm-hmm. that was just called Black Crime as a subheader, and it's all the problems since Democrats have created this. And it's they coddle the criminals and they coddle the people who are doing the wrong things. And there's some, depending on the reader and the observer of this, you can go anywhere on the spectrum from, you know, rock hard racist types who are like, I told you this was going to happen, to people who are like, you know what, these guys, they got to do something about these people over here. Right. And so that's what. And so this coded language that you're talking about is exactly what it is, which is why Donald Trump keeps talking about it. Now, if he can solve it, we will name Michigan Avenue Trump. I'm down.
I'm down with that. Yes. Absolutely. In fact, I would rename it. I'd borrow from a page from the George Bailey story. We'll name it Trumpville.
Trumpville, yes.
We'll rename Chicago Trumpville.
That's fine if he can solve it. But I just don't know that he really has the intent of. I think he likes to use a bunch of straw men things that he can shoot at. And that's what it seems to me to be. Because what exactly a plan here?
Well, we haven't seen that yet.
We'll send in the feds.
And so it's just all hope right now. But he likes to be seen as a success. So when he keeps putting it out there, it tells me he is trying to develop a plan. Whether or not we like it, we'll embrace it, or whether it'll work.
It's reminiscent of the secret plan to defeat ISIS. It's reminiscent of...
I'm not going to tell you.
I think that as his critics observe, the secret may be that there is no plan. I fear the secret may be there really is no plan to end the shootings and the killings in Chicago in 1 week.
Right.
I would love to find the super cop. I'd love to talk to the super cop.
Or the secret is, more to Roe's point, that it's a political attack more. That he wants to attack our mayor and our system of government and show that that doesn't work.
Right. Yeah, I mean, those guys, I follow some of those guys online and on social media. And, the consternation they express when you have a story like Caterpillar moving its world headquarters here and their top 300 people, coming to Chicago. That it's like their brains freeze and they go, what? Why would they do that?
Right.
What? It's out of control. They're all going to be killed.
Yeah. Yeah. See, people, and again, we in Chicago know what happens here in Chicago. This is a very limited circumstance. It's a terrible, awful human carnage, but it is a limited circumstance.
Well, more than
in terms
half
of geographically
more
limited.
Than half of January's 51 or 53, depending on who's counting, the CPD or the medical examiner, killings. More than half of those killings took place in 3 police districts out of 25.
It's disturbing.
Right. And so it is disturbing, but it is limited. And, businesses and there's, beautiful neighborhoods and beautiful downtown and great commerce here and all of that. And it's just and we do have to turn that around. And the mayor's got to do it. And I believe that the mayor has got to do a much better job of going out and selling what is right about Chicago. And then we do need some successes here. And I think the police do need to have a change in tact.
And here's what doesn't do any good.
But you know what they need? I'll tell you what the police need right now, and then I got to run because I got to go. Cars is what the police need. Last weekend, there were districts in Chicago where you had cops sitting in the district, sitting on the desk because they did not have enough cars to go out on the street and patrol.
That seems wrong.
That is a problem. Cars to allow them to be on the street, especially those in special operations. I have said it, and now I am going to let Fiola give us the traffic. Thank you.
All right.
Mike Flannery, Fox 32, see you tonight at 9.
Thanks, Mike.